Blog Talk Radio.
Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing homeschooling and the importance of it in the Black community with Nova Birch. But before we get into that, I would like to remind you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. That's conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget, if you miss a show, you can always check us out on here, blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation. You can always come back, and if you miss a show, it's no big deal. All right? Also, check out our fan page on Facebook. That's facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. Again, everything as is spelled. And for all my queens out there, while y'all are on the net, be sure to check out our newest blog, thequeendompost.blogspot.com. The Queendom is a movement dedicated towards uplifting the first teachers and the classroom, the women. It's time to bring back greatness by uplifting the queens. So that is a great thing to check out if you are interested in anything that pertains to the Queendom movement. Our monthly yoga pose is Ma'at Ka, which is actually a yoga sequence, and it's featured on the Conversations with the Queen fan page as well as the group. Big ups to Brother Yasir for choosing it. Don't forget to check him out on facebook.com/kometicyoga. Also, check him out on his website, yogaskills.com. That is everything as it's spelled, yoga, yogaskills.com. And we had him on the show right before Black History Month. Great show, back in the archives if you want to check it out. Also, I'd like to make an announcement to all my listeners. Facebook has recently changed its invite policy, so I can no longer invite all my Facebook friends to any future events. So if you would like to keep up with Conversations with the Queen, you can sign up for the email reminder list that I'm doing. And you can pretty much email me at conversationswiththequeen@hotmail.com or hit me up through Facebook, and I'll put you on the list and you can get a reminder each time we're about to do a show. Before we bring on Sister Nova, I'm going to do the ancestral affirmation that I've been doing for the past 2 weeks. So here we go. From the depths of my consciousness, I rise to meet my ascension, both here in the physical and in the spirit. Let my mind be open and clear and diligent to receive the words given to me by my ancestors in all forms that it may come. I honor them, as they are delighted to see me in my journey of growth and love. All power and blessings be to our mighty ancestors who have laid the foundation upon which we stand. Ashe. And you can check that out on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, along with many of our other affirmations that we've been doing over the whole entirety of the show, pretty much there. So that's the great thing about that. Now, don't seem to have the Miss Nova on the line just yet. So what I will be doing is, first off, let me recommend a lecture that touched me deeply before I did the show, and it was posted on YouTube. One of the people that I'm subscribed to actually posted it on Sunday, and I saw it, and I just had to click on it because I knew I was doing the show this week. So that lecture is by Jewel Pogrom, Black Parenting, Educating the Black Parent. It's imperative that the parents be taught the importance of the way that we educate our children. So she just went in did a wonderful, phenomenal job of making those points and hitting some major high points of how, especially as Black parents, we need to take a take responsibility for the education of our children. So as far as that goes, it's just a great, 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 pretty much lecture that you should get into. You know what, since she's not on the line yet, and I'm pretty sure you all are still getting settled in, why don't we have another music break, and we'll come back real quick after that. So this is Bilal All Matter.
We'll be right back.
that was Bilal, All Matter. That's one of my favorite joints. So it seems that we do have Miss Nova on the line, so I'm going to bring her on right now. Hello?
Yes, what's up, Tay?
Peace. Glad to have you on, see, as you know.
I know that, I'm glad to finally be here. Be on.
Yeah, I know that. I was like, is she going to remember 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time?
Yo, it's on my calendar. I have everything calendared, and it was just a family member and some issues or whatever that I called in, so I was assisting her. And then I just looked up and I saw the time, and then you called, and I'm actually on New Kemet site right now. Building is, you know, hey, it's all divine. It's all okay. So.
Yes, of course. You know, because I got music to fill the time. So if anything happens, I just on the switchboard. It's like, boop, there we go.
That's right. I heard the loud. Well, you know, folks wouldn't have never known if we wouldn't have said nothing, so it's okay.
Actually, they would have known because I said something before, so it's okay. But so whatever. So we're going to move past that and definitely get into what we brought you on here to talk about, which is the importance of homeschooling in the Black community. But before we get specifically into that topic, I want you to share on your background, New Kemet Learning Center, all that.
Okay, well, I'm Nova Kefele, Nova Birch Kefele. I'm a mother of three, a grandmother of a six-month-old. And my reason and purpose for life is to bring correct information as far as I know it to my children and your children as well. And I love the babies and frontlining for the children. That's just my purpose. And it's nothing that I just woke up yesterday and found out. It's something that I've been knowing ever since I was a child. I was raised in Compton, California, and I attended public schools out of Compton, but there was one significant and just a beautiful experience that I was so, you know, fortunate to have. There was a Korean woman by the name of Dr. Lola Hansen, and she had a real PhD. And for all those that grew up in the 70s back in Compton whose parents were proactive in, like, the city council and the school boards and all that will know what I mean, can identify, and probably other places too, where people were buying their PhDs back then. And she came. I don't know why I never got to ask her why she came to Compton, but she had this space on Wilmington and Compton Boulevard. And she built a school, and it was at the hands and the support of our parents as well. You know, my father and my classmates, his parents, would come in and build swings and maypoles and whatever it is, the bungalows for us to conduct the classes. Some of the fathers were contractors and had action at, you know, materials or whatever. So we basically built the school from ground up, the architecture and all of that. And because there was no existing buildings on that property. And so she brought animals in. So we had sheep, we had chickens, we had a garden. So we got to learn about horticulture. And her whole premise for the school was for us to be able to identify with each other, and as well as have a self-identity, as well as a connection with other cultures, the appreciation for other cultures. So that is where the Kistics came in. And then she also was really, like, on emphasis was on, like, mathematics and sciences and what I call the micro macro way of learning things. So if, you know, if we were learning about like the so-called money system or how businesses work or the exchange or whatever, then we would take that, you know, we would read about it, we may draw something about it, and then we would actually act things out. So if we were studying the Kalahari and the Bushmen, then we would be reading about it, we would draw it, we would write our reports and do all of our book work, but then we would, you know, get the paper mache and draw and actually get chicken wire, and the parents would bring stuff, and we would make the wildebeest and giraffes, and we would paint them, and we would be out there, you know, she would get eggs, and we would, you know, like the actual Bushman would do the art on the eggs, and I mean, she was so dope. And she's our ancestor now, and it's like, man, I'm in contact with her son, Hans Hansen, and he lives in Pocatello, Idaho. And that brother sent me, he was like, well, Nova, ever since you were a child, you were so bright. He said, I knew that you would carry on my mother's legacy, and actually gave me the whole curriculum, or what they call the project, the Council Grove cadre building system, you know, curriculum. So I'm using that as well as what my children and I gained from attending the Dogon University with Professor Momo Seluswale. And there we learned Dogon meditation, numbers, different focus and potential activities, different formulas and ways of learning. So I've basically taken all of that, and he's my mentor, even though I'm not in touch with the brother. He's still my mentor, and I respect him and appreciate all that he has given to my children and my family. And I just took all of that and just made a big sandwich, like, you know, and plus what I have and other people my dear family, I would say, that have contributed so much already to building New Kemet Spiritual Learning Center. So right now it's online. The students are able to, you know, log into Skype or Ustream and actually be right there with their wisdom givers. That's what we call our instructors, wisdom givers in whatever subject. And, you know, we also are a supplemental program, so you can basically, you know, pay a small amount a month for your child to you know, just be a part, take part of that, of our curriculum, or use it as a supplemental or tutorial program for your child if, like, you're working or, you know, your child is attending public school, private school, or whatever, if you just want something additional. And everything is taught from a source perspective. And what I mean by that is everything is taught from the Black universe, the Black mother universe, where, you know, all intelligence, thought, particles, waves, all of that came into being to form who we are today, every object, everything that we see, feel, touch, you know, hear, taste, smell, you know, today. So, and we really focus, concentrate on ancient Kemet because of the greatness and the contributory factors that, you know, the ancient ones, you know, left for us to continue our divine journeys and divine learning and consciousness raising and all of that. So that's just to kind of describe what we're doing, or how, you know, because I came up back in the days when, you know, teachers would just pass you along in school, and they're still doing that right now. But it was even worse back then. Or I even had a teacher tell me, well, you're so cute, you got a sister, and showed me favoritism in the fifth grade and gave me citizenship trophies and trophies for writing. And I'm just like, yo, I don't think I'm, you know, I ain't that good of a citizen. You know, I act up, you know. But, I mean, just stuff that just wasn't really fair. I used to see going on in school even at a young age. And I didn't really get a lot of, you know, a lot of information until, like I said, I got to Council Grove, and then the school, her school, Dr. Hansen's school, shut down because she wasn't asking any tuition at all. She was just basically depending on, from what I understand, like old colleagues and, you know, connections or whatever she had that, you know, she went to college with and people that also saw her vision. So, you know, I'm just carrying on, like her son said, carrying on the legacy in that sense. And the school right now online is just serving as a template because I envision and plan to manifest and affirm that, you know, new Kemet learning centers will be across the country, across the nation, worldwide. And I just want to put this out here early in the show that for everybody that is complaining and that I see on social networks and the information that people put up about what's going on in the schools, the things that, you know, we're basically scared to see and send our children to their schools.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Tay. I mean, I know I go on and on and on, but it's just we've got to find a way where, because this is much bigger, or this whole conversation tonight will even be much bigger than just the learning center itself.
Exactly.
It's the way, it's the ways that we got to come together to figure out how we can separate from the beast, separate from this monster system, this industry, this machine, in order to make the energy units, or not even the energy units, just be able to self-sustain within our own community so that we can be home to school our children. And whether you use new chemist curriculum or not, you know, that's what I really want people to go away thinking about tonight, you know, how to make whatever changes that they can make to come home with your children. Because I know I've heard a few of my sister friends say, well, I need a break. Like, okay, I'm off at school is giving them that time or whatever. I'm around my children, say, at least 80% of the time. If they're not at basketball or dance or drum class or whatever activity I have them in, they're at home with me, you know. And some people say that, oh, well, they're too sheltered. They ain't going to recognize game when they get out in the streets, blah, 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 blah. But I'm teaching them everything. When they're with me, they see things. When they're away from me, they see things. And I know I can't keep them guarded like that. We can't keep our children just totally guarded like that. But I am hoping and sending my energy out to where we will see more of us in our communities in unincorporated land or land that is protected, where we can start setting up new Kemets or whoever's learning centers, you know, here in Maxim. So
exactly. So leading off of that, what do you feel the importance of homeschooling plays in the Black community?
The importance of homeschool in the Black community, my God. Well, first I would say the first thing is the protection. Because, like I said before, when we have our children home, when we have our children with us, they are our mini-me's. They are us. I can't see giving my kids over to, or my children over to, somebody else to teach them. I have tried it. I've grown with my first daughter. She's 22, Tremera now. She went to public schools. I was ignorant back in the days, or I won't even say ignorant. I mean, it was just part of our path because I was a young mother. I had her when I was 19, and so I even took her. She went to elementary school in Compton, but then I you know, everybody's done the whole busing thing or taking them out of the hood to go to the, you know, the white or the Asian schools, you know, where we weren't a great percentage, black people weren't a great percentage at school, but, you know, you look, I did do the research, and I'm like, okay, well, this particular school is testing this percentage and passing on the SATs or whatever, the CBS or whatever the test was back then in the 80s or whatever. And I'm like, now that I look back, but I was part of the PTA, and I was still very active, even though I wasn't with her every day. And, I mean, she was around a lot of Asian people and, you know, Caucasian people, and it was still like, she wasn't really getting anything. She wasn't getting the fullness or the richness of what and who she is. You feel me? So I couldn't really see that back then, even though it was like I was growing in consciousness. I was working at the L.A. County superintendent's office and then their building office and all of that. And there was some sisters that were within that department that put on black festivals and black to try to bring, our so-called American, you know, black inventors and information or whatnot to the schools. So I was able to present that to the PTA and bring this, we set up this whole program, and my sisters Talamika and another sister came and they danced, and I had it catered by a black vegetarian spot, so everybody that was involved and got paid was like, you know, our people, you know. So, and then the principal came at me and was like, are you going to do it again next year? Because they had so much fun. I had an open mic. It was like my day to run the school, their school, you know. So I'm like, if I were principal, this is how I would be going down, you know.
Yeah.
But I think, just to get back and answer your question, though, Tay-Tay, it's like, I feel like we need our babies home so that if we need to go to House of Consciousness and order the materials of books, or SO1 in L.A., or wherever you go to go and get your materials, you bring your stuff home and you lay stuff out. What do I want my child to know first? You know what I'm saying? I'm in control of this. Or what do I need to know first? The learning experience is with you and your child. If you don't know a damn thing, you can this is the reason why you need to call, or the reason why you need to reach out to somebody and purchase their first textbook, you know, and or get that guidance as to what would be the first text to purchase that's a somewhat easy read. And I always started my children off with Anthony T. Browder, Now the Contributions of the Nile Valley Civilization, because that was an easy read for me to, at that time, to convey to my children, to somewhat explain to them, mm-hmm. and for them to read as well. Vocabulary came out of that book. Vocabulary building, sentence writing and preparation came out of that book. Paragraph structure, because everything that I present to them, I'm like, okay, now, give me what's on the get back. They already know. You know, it's like, what's on the get back? They need to go and sit down and write what it is that they got from that, what I delivered to them from that discussion. So it just, it brings your children closer, you and your children closer, and you really, really get to know your children's behavior and their inner, and you're developing and cultivating their thinking, their minds, and their potential, you know, and they become more confident and identify more stronger, you know, strongly within, you know, themselves when they're at home. When they're in school, it's the distractions, it's the misinformation, the misguidance, the prison-like behavior. It's like, because we already know that, you know, the school, the church, the prison, all of them is basically in the one and the same thing. You know, every time I pass a school, an adult school or a high school or a junior college, they always got some kind of shit on there talking about preparing your future for the workforce or preparing your no. You're not preparing mine for the workforce, because any work that my children will be doing is going to be towards causes such as what you're doing, Tay. Once my daughter gets old enough, if you got something for her to do, typing something up or an editorial or whatever it is, you know, we got to start creating these so-called jobs within the community. And I don't see enough of that. I see that it's coming, though. I'm not down talking, but I see that it's coming, because all we got to do, like you said, is put your mind into it, and the rest will follow. It's good enough, and I'm seeing a whole lot more of, you know, like the dedication going towards, you know, people out here protecting us as far as, like, these laws are concerned. Big ups to Reverend that nigga Mutwaz, Takasi, and the nigga church. And I was listening to a show of his last night. He and Nancy Lockhart are teaming up to protect us, okay? You've been consistent with your show to protect us, to give us vital information about health, vital information about consciousness, vital information about self-identity and who we are, and just how to maintain our sanity out here, because it's getting out. You know, their world is getting worse and worse. I feel our world is raising and higher and heightening. You know, so. Again, answer your question, it'll just, like I say, you know who your children are. And then it's like when they do go out, then their perception is so much grander and so much, I mean, girl, my children be giving recognition to things. My children, they acknowledge things. My children see things. They have like a panoramic view of things. My children appreciate nature. My children, they appreciate beauty. They still like video games, and they still like, now they're even starting to see through SpongeBob. They're starting to see through certain things, like, you know, all this stuff. They come back and they tell me, it's like, I'll be like, cool, you know, it's okay. Go on and view this shit for a minute. You know what I'm saying? That ain't where you going to stay, though. But then we could come back and have conversations, like, they see the underlying subliminal. I mean, it's I'm telling you, it's just. Because you got to stay on them and keep talking to them and keep talking to them. When they're away from you, then they're in somebody else's hands and somebody else's molding. And I'm not saying that, because I hats off to teachers, because if I had 30-something students in a room with me by myself, I don't know what I would do. I really don't.
Yeah.
You know, I try my best, but I know I would be stressed out. That's a lot to deal with, and then you're dealing with all these different behaviors. You're dealing with families that don't have all these different value systems, if any. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then they send their kids to school with you like you're supposed to, and then you get blamed for everything,
mm-hmm.
You know. Because half the time the parents ain't doing their part when they come home. And I'm not saying that's by choice. But a lot of it is an avoidance, too, because what? If you're working a job all day, or if you have, it's all different types of scenarios. If you have a unpositive or a dysfunctional relationship with family or with your mate or whatever it is, it's like by the time your child comes home even to do homework, you're exasperated. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know how to. Really, you know, you haven't tapped in yourself. So that's what we're dealing with out here. That's why I know people are really slow to come to New Kemet and help building swings, or to say, sis, I got a building in mind for you, or sis, I'm going to help you for an hour off the month or something like that, because everybody is bombarded. And it's already, basically, brothers and sisters are already like, we maxed out. And so especially if we don't have that, we ain't got our center right. You know what I'm saying? If we don't have that intact. So it's a lot we're dealing with. It's a lot to deal with.
Exactly. And what I feel is the importance of it, it's placing that identity for your child, you taking control of the filter. You know what I mean? So many parents they don't even want to take control as far as what their child watches on TV. They just give them the remote and let them watch anything. But let's say that you want, you're that type of parent, you're concerned. You do not want your child to watch programs that are not appropriate to their age, or you do not want your child to engage in activities that are not appropriate to their age or your value system or the way you run your household. How are you going to be able to accurately do that when your child is spending the majority of their time away from you? And what I see in the school system, by being, I was a part of it, you know what I mean? Recently, I'm relatively young, I'm 19 years old, so I vividly remember elementary school, middle school, high school, vividly. And it wasn't a great experience because of the fact, it can be conflicting to the child because you're dealing with almost two worlds. And it was actually very funny because I used to joke about that when I was young. Mm-hmm. Like, the people thought I was one way in school and then I'd be a whole nother way at home. And it's mm-hmm. it's just you have to take that responsibility for your child and their direction in life, because nobody's going to care about your child like you are. That's plain and simple. Mm-hmm. That's it. At the end of the day, it's your responsibility, came from your loins. You created the baby's physical aspect. You're here. You're the guardian of that child. It's your responsibility to guide the child, to teach the child. And you want to know, one of the key things that always, you know, stuck in my head when I was young, and for my first day of kindergarten, it was like first couple weeks of kindergarten, and I remember accidentally calling the kindergarten teacher mommy. Mm-hmm. And I just felt so embarrassed and stupid. But now when I look back at that, I understand the programming that was going on. Because mm-hmm. I never had called anybody, mommy. And it's actually funny because my mother was a preschool teacher. And I actually had the pleasure to have her as my preschool teacher. So I understand the association that a child makes with their teacher and a parent. You're looking at that as your authority figure. They're becoming, in a way, your parent. But do they have the same care and love for you like your parent does? No, they don't. So the real thing here is nobody's going to take care of your child the way you are. That's just simply it. So the importance of it, especially in the Black community, is that we know that these schools really could give, let's just say it bluntly, a less damn about our children, especially our children.
Right.
So who's going to take up the responsibility for these young Black boys who are being shuffled into the schools, like you said, which is one and the same with the prison system, and then wonder why they're getting shuffled off in that same direction right after they finish school or even before that? So who's going to take responsibility for the fact that our young girls and women are going into these school systems and coming out impregnated and young and becoming young mothers that's repeating the same cycle?
Right.
Unless we're the ones who stand up, unless we're the ones who say, no, not my baby, like you said, not my children.
Right. Right.
Then the cycle is going to continue. It's going to be ominous. So we have to take that stand. It's not just a stand about even just the simple aspect of the quality of the education. That's an important part. But this is a stand for the character of your child. Do you want to be the major one who influences the character of your child? Because if you're allowing your child to be away from you for that majority of time, you're honestly going to become less and less of a factor in their important decision-making and their perception of the world.
Right.
That's just simple. So that's really what it deals with. And, you know, I'd like to remind my callers that we are going to extend the show until 10:30 p.m. because I know this is a topic that we could really, really, you know, use the time to discuss. So if you do have a question or comment and you would like to call in, the call-in number is 917-932-8881, and you can raise your hand by pressing 1, and we will have you on the line. Also, if you're in the chat room and you'd like to ask a question, you can go ahead and ask away on the chat. That's fine as well. But we're going to continue with Sister Nova from New Kemet Learning Center, who is sharing and breaking down in the importance of homeschooling the Black community. So I think this question really touches bases on, we briefly touched on this part, but I want you to, you know, really go in and explain to people how the compulsory educational system detriments melanated children specifically.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the first part of your question.
How the compulsory educational system detriments the melanated child specifically.
Oh, the melanated child specifically?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, simply put, our greatness is not mentioned. Our greatness is not a part of the curriculum. The very fact that the essential truth about our ancestry, about the first architects, the first people of spirituality, the first schools, just all of it is not mentioned, you know, and or if it is mentioned, it's so brief and so minuscule to where, I mean, it's not really going to stick with you. Or they'll start from, you know, the days of slavery, and it's just like, well, because I've seen the books, I've seen second and third and fourth grade textbooks, social studies books, and you know, you can't just start from slavery. We know that, you know,
exactly.
But I haven't seen, if I did see a pyramid, I haven't seen the pyramid, you know, I haven't seen a step pyramid, I haven't heard any mention of Imhotep, I haven't heard any mention of King Narmer or Queen Tai, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, okay, and these are the people that I guess I feel that resonate with me. There's so many others where it's like, They don't go far back enough. They don't attribute learning to the learning, or just the fact that you're even able to learn anything. You know what I'm saying? Correctly. And why would they? Why would they? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, everything is basically, you know, on a Greek structure and point of view, you know. So, and even to right now today, just, you know, like when they talk about communities and neighborhoods and just the whole the social structure, it's, everything is warped. So then it's basically, it's like our children are being programmed. They're being programmed, and it's like, when are they going to get it? When they get like 25, 30, 35, 40 years old, and they have to deprogram and then learn all of this over again. I would much rather raise my children up in the correct consciousness and not worry about their accreditation, not worry about, because even if you chose for your child to go to their institutions, they do not have to have a high school diploma. They could basically test into a community college and then go from there, you know. I myself, I know it probably sounds crazy, but I told my son, I told my daughters, they don't have to go to their universities, because New Kemet is a university. They are the university, okay? So, my whole thing right now, and I don't know if I'm going to change, I don't know if I'm thinking it correctly, but I know what I know right now, and that is I'm not appeasing the Greek system. I don't care about whether or not they go to college or not, because it's just, like I said, it's just more programming that they're going to have to undo one way or the other. You know, they'll see the contrast. I'm not worried about it. They'll be like, oh, well, it's okay, you know, let them go on and go to, so they can see, they can compare and contrast. They don't need to waste time like that. We, right now, we in a state of emergency. Revolution is right now, if y'all ain't know what it was. I mean, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people say, like, you say that, oh, it's coming, or let's get ready. No, it's right now. So we got to get serious and prepare. I know I do have to prepare my children for whatever's to come. So even if I don't want them to fear so-called death, I don't want them to fear so-called anything. I want them to know that they are going to live beautiful and victorious and successful lives, because they're going to be doing what? They're going to be giving back to their people, all people for that matter, you know.
Exactly.
As long as, and like I teach my children, it's not a matter if you black or you white. It's the energy that you bring. And if your energy is foul, because energy comes, certain types of energy come in all different shades, come in all different flavors.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I want them to be able to identify with that first, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel like is basically is you know, is going to help prepare them and you know, keep them in the game. Just being able to recognize energy, because we're working with each other. And like I say, so-called time can't be wasted.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a waste of time if you send your children. That's just my personal point of view. You know, some may do it. Some may be advocates for public schools. I, for one, am not, you know. So.
Yeah. Well, I, for one, am joining you on that not. List. Because
right.
I went to them public schools recently, and it's recently just getting worse and worse. Like, I always joke about this, but I'm so serious when I say it. Like, when I went to school, it was like I was running. You ever seen a movie and like they're crossing the bridge, like, and it's like a swinging bridge, like a little like wooden type bridge with the planks on it, and like it, like it'll. One end will get cut and they're running across it. Like, I felt like that was me at school, because, like, the class coming up right behind me had so much budget cuts, I don't even understand how they were functioning and calling this an educational system.
Right.
Like, it was, like, everything. Like, literally, the lockdown happened right after I dropped out of high school, because I was like, nah, like, there's got to be more to life than this. I can't do that. But right after I dropped out, everything hit the fan. Everything hit the fan. So it's just like, why are you going to put your child into a failing system? Even when you look at the United States and compared, in comparison to other countries, the educational system is very, 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 very subpar. It's not up to the level even of European countries, of Asian countries. In Asian countries, the children are out of high school by 15. Why are your children still in high school at age 18? This doesn't
right.
make sense. So it's
and
obvious.
And they set
response.
Those. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, and I was either reading an article or a documentary on how in China they demand for their children. I mean, you know, their expectations. They, you know, of course, and see, well, that's a whole nother show with China and in the so-called U.S. You know, but they know what they're doing. They've been pushing those kids to compete, you know, or to be so quote unquote, you know, the best. So you got school all day long, and then you come home. That's if you get to come home. And now they're banning night schools out there because it's just like it's over the top. They're even saying it's over the top because their suicide rate is rising with the, mm-hmm. with the youth over there. So I'm just like, okay, so all right, that's what I'm saying. You know, it's only so much math you're gonna learn within so many years of grade in middle and high school, and it's only so much you're going to use in your lifetime. And it's just so much, I mean, it's so much information out here to learn. That's the reason why I created the departments that I did because I said, well, and I'm still not through building that because I'm like, well, what is most important? Well, first of all, I feel like melanated peoples in this country need to have a sense of their own language. So I still need help with that and getting centered as far as like if I'm really choosing the right language to teach our children when they come to New Kemet. I chose Nuwapik, and the reason why I did is because it's an indigenous tongue, and it's from the Muscogee peoples who were the original peoples here in America from, you know, my course of studies. So I said, well, if anything, you know, I know we're going to need Spanish. I know we're going to need Japanese. I know we're going to need certain things or whatever. But until such time, it was like, okay, what is it that I can, that would be somewhat original, even though I know it's a lot of groups out there that have, that are offering Nuwapik. But for New Kemet, that's what I chose for this time. You know, if I get a Spanish teacher, if I get a Mandarin teacher, the teachers are Japanese, they're fine, you know. We'll take it in that direction. It'll be offered there. And then I was also concerned about, you know, our children in grasping their identities. And so I've been working with Dr. Neb Haru of the Temple of Nun, and we came up with a department called Nunology. So he offers online classes too, but it's a very powerful curriculum for our children, like from, you know, 3 on up. So, you know, they're knowing about the power of thought and mind and, you know, manifestation and all of that. It's, you know, same thing you could basically teach your children yourself, but, you know, Dr. Neb got some other things, you know, happening too. So we have a healing stones, like medicinal stones department, where the children learn about medicinal stones and their uses and properties and minerals and all of that. And they're learning, not minerals, that would be more or less like for our chemistry department. But that's so that they could be doing healing work for grandparents, mothers, fathers, the community, or whatever, learning how to work, what combination of stones that they can use, and they'll be tested on, you know, on the stones that they learn. And it'll be really fun. I mean, you know, once we start getting interactive with it, and then we have a Asa Hillier restoration project that my sister friend and co-founder Nefertiti Ma'at plans on teaching, and I wish she could have been part of this interview as well to explain that. That's her baby. And we have organic chemistry, and that's taught by our Baba, our beloved Baba, Franz Sullivan Smith, and the acoustics course that I was telling you about that deals with the different cultures all around the world. And the chemistry department, I wanted to just expound on that. It deals with miasmatics from a schematic perspective. So everything that is taught there is taught, you know, from a formula based, and it's really interesting what he does with the student that we had, and the mother was like really intrigued, and she was learning so much from it too, you know, because he teaches, you know, mathematics in just like a new, refreshing way, you know. So we have a creative circuit department, so the children, if they have, like, if they're animators, graffiti artists, or whatever it is that they do in that, like, free type of drawing, free scope of drawing, they can share there. And I'm looking for a wisdom giver in that department as well. And then we have a New Kemet, like a cafe New Kemet, where children can learn their, you know, vegetarian recipes or non-vegetarian recipes that are healthy, and then we have our library, our Hall of Ma'at, where all of our reference books are, and then we have a new Kemet home, like a home economics, because everything starts at home. So it talks about, I guess, like feng shui, even back from, you know, like in the ancient Kemet, how things were arranged and how we used to treat our space, you know.
Yes.
And we have a Medunetra study hall. We have a Hall of Ma'at that Dr. Mutwaz Dukasius, he's going to wisdom give in that area too, once we get students and people that are you know, seeing what we're doing, and they get to know us more and what we're doing. I mean, they're going to benefit so much, because I mean, he teaches right now just the, like, simple hood laws that people should know, just like, you know, if ever you come in contact with the agents, you just don't say anything. That's the first and foremost rule. You don't know how many people, you know, incriminate themselves by just opening up their mouth, thinking that they're just, you know, responding to one of their simple questions. But he goes really deep, and he's also our anatomy and physiology teacher, our Imhotepology wisdom giver as well. And then because he's a fifth generational doctor, folk medicine and healer, so he's overqualified for that. So then we have Africans are animists, and that deals with art as well, and it's what we're planning on using is. We want to have like a claymation studio and use a couple of simple animation programs in that department where children can use and create their own animation. I mean, that'll bring them money too, you know. Because I'm like, if we're gonna, you know, keep this tele-life vision, or if we're gonna just do our own independent films, or however we do it on DVD or whatever, because I soon feel like, you know, we're going to be able to do away with this television once and for all, and, you know, the kids will just start making their own, you know, games and their own, you know, animation, you know, their own series, something that means something, real experiences, you know. And then we have a green earth, and it's basically, you know, respect and protect our planet. So it's a lot of things that are discussed within that department that pertain to respecting Mama Earth. Then we have cosmogony, and our cosmogony department deals with mind, brain, memory functions, understanding, you know, what those are, how those operate. It deals with numbers and the translation of numbers. Like I first said, it's a lot of things that I learned while attending the Dogon University that you will find in that department that is very essential for our children. I've made come up with also some activities for children where they can deal with numbers and different icons, our ancient antiquity icons, and they can play these activities, and it helps with their focus and their potential and their concentration. And then we have our PE department, what we call strong bodies, so that our children, we give enough things for our children that are at home, they can do at home. And I'm working with Brother Amasis Ma'at right now. We'll be working with him to shoot some videos of his Mantu ancient classical kung fu or martial arts, and posting those videos up there. So there'll be some fundamental, like, moves to start the children out with, just, you know, off of video. And then we have a music department, our new Kemet harmonics department, and I'm still trying to work with my brother right now, who is an upright bassist, Christy Smith. He's in Singapore. And while he was out here, his last visit a few weeks ago, he came to visit family and everything. I got to go around and I did a lot of singing and things with him. And he's going to be doing some upright bass and piano fundamentals. And then we already have some videos uploaded too from my other brother, Anna Kulapo, who is also an upright bassist, but on he's on piano doing the fundamentals 1 and 2. So it's dealing with posture and like the first things that you would address or you would respect for the beginning pianist. And then we have survival of the fittest, and we're still working with that. And this is a very interesting department because survival of the fittest, it deals with, okay, what to do if we were in some, you know, disastrous situation. You know, do you know how to cipher your urine? You know, what the vegetation that's in your community or in your area, you know, or, you know, how to identify edible plants, you know. And I'm waiting for this brother. He's supposed to get back with me because he, I believe, in Atlanta, Georgia, and I forget that brother's name, but he told me that they're doing like a survival class out there in the country. So, you know, we definitely want to get with that brother. His name is Gendu Kali. I knew if I looked through my little papers, I would find his name, Gendu Kali. And he has a survival camp. That's what it is. So, then we have an art savvy review, so that's more of the refined artist or the children that, you know, are really into art and, you know, they want to study more about, you know, our melanated artists from the past, whether it be, you know, our painters, our sketchers, our photographers, and then we have a global economics department where it defines what real money is. Basically, preparing our children for, you know, the understanding of this whole financial crash that we're in, recognizing what real money is, what precious metals are, and, you know, how are we going to transition from what we know as this paper dollar? Like, you know, what's the plan, basically? So that's going to be a very interesting ask too. So it'll at least darken the minds of the children to get them prepared that, okay, well, if we're not going to be working from you know, what we know to be money, like, then what is it that we need to do to prepare to take care of each other, you know, take care of our communities.
Not to interrupt you, but we do have 22 minutes left on the live stream. I'd like to remind everybody who's on the call queue or in the chat room that if you have any questions or comments, please do raise your hand and let your voices be heard. We are here with Sister Nova from New Kemet Learning Center, Spiritual Learning Center, my bad. And she's going in and breaking down on the different subjects and the different aspects and programs that they have going in their online-based unschooling experience. And really quickly, I want you to get this in there before we go off the live stream. How can anybody who's interested in dealing with New Kemet get in contact with you or check out any type of information that you guys do have?
By either emailing me at Nova Birch, Nova, like Supernova, N-O-V-A, Birch is B-U-R-C-H, @gmail.com, NovaBirch@gmail.com, or just by simply registering on the site, and we're at newkemetlearning.spruz.com, and new is N-U, and then Kemet, K-M-T, and then spell out learning.spruz.com. So new N-U, Kemet, K-M-T, learning.spruz.com. And I'll definitely, you know, be in touch with you, and we can go from there as far as enrollment and wisdom givers, because we need them both.
Exactly. And so anybody who is in the chat, you can see that I just posted both of the link and the email in the chat. And if you didn't get that, you can come back in the archives and get that again. Or I will post it also on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com and on our Facebook fan page. So you can definitely get a hold of that information. So, I'll let you continue.
I'm surprised there weren't any questions or anything.
I don't know. I guess they're just listening in and absorbing the information.
Right on. That's
good.
I
feel like we're covering a lot of information, so, you know, they're probably just listening in.
Right, and I'm thinking like, oh, it's you know, like I'm not going to have enough to talk about. Well, it's... I mean, when you talk about, you know, children's education, it's like, you know, this can go on. This language can go on and on. So I don't know. It's just I've had to deal with a lot of, you know, not so much anxiety. But sometimes I do get discouraged because I'm like, as much as I see, like I say, people on social networks, and you know, they'll put up a post like, oh, well, children get molested in such and such elementary school. You know, principal keeps it on hush for this happened last year, and all of this these tragic things that are happening to our children, and I'm just like, okay, so. Y'all going to post this, and I know you seeing new chemists out there. So I'm sorry. I have to take this call real quick. I have to. One second, okay, Tay?
No problem. Okay.
Respect. All right.
And while we're waiting for Sister Nova to take that call, I'd just like to go in on the fact and the subject of the compulsory educational system from this standpoint. And I do believe Brother Phil Valentine on Consciousness Lockdown, you can check that out on YouTube and see that lecture, powerful lecture. He went in on how actually the compulsory educational system is based off of a system that was tested on rats and rabbits. So if you believe that your child's intelligence is the equivalent to a rat and a rabbit, you can definitely throw them into the public school system if that's how you feel about your children. But for most concerned parents, I do believe that we understand that our child's consciousness and development and growth is not going to be satisfied by a system that was developed off of those things. Also, tying into what I was talking about earlier, as far as the system not being sufficient enough to deal with the way that we want to raise up these star seeds that are coming through onto the planet right now. Continuing off of that aspect, it's what the school system's design and its whole purpose is, the public school system, the compulsory educational system as it's called, its whole purpose is to essentially take the child away from the family and give them to the state, okay? That's why I was making the connection as far as why the child will now make an association with the teacher as their parent. Because they are now training them to look at as things that are components of the state as their family as opposed to their family, so that when the state tells them these things, they will obey. So it's so important that we understand the nature of these schools and not just think, okay, it's just not giving our child great education, that it's failing our children, but understand the nature that it's programming your child to be on. It's programming your child to think like a mindless drone. That's the point of these schools. That's what they're designed to do. So we need to understand the threat that it poses, not just the detriment that it causes, but the threat that it poses to our consciousness.
Thank you. But, or what we call the chameleon personality disorder. And that involves, because, you know, like a chameleon, they change their colors. And it's like, you know, your child may, I wrote a letter because a while back, it was these children, I think, out somewhere like Altamoma or something out here in California that were throwing themselves in front of trains and just, you know, just suicide. And so I wrote a letter to the mothers, one of the mothers, and, I told her, like, we were working on this chameleon personality disorder, like, detector formula. You know, and it was dealing with the numbers because each one of the numbers has a meaning, and that's also very key to use within the household with your family, because you can know right where your child is as far as their emotion, their motivation, their initiation, if they need to bring something to closure, if they're in transition from something to another, because all these numbers mean something very key, pertinent. So I never did get a response back from her, but at the same time, you know, I did my part, you know, letting her know, like, well, at least something is being, you know, looked into or done about identifying. So if your child comes in from school and you ask them, oh, well, how was your day? Everything was okay. But the next, as soon as you go in there and go lay down, they pulling some cough syrup or some speed or some whatever out of their backpack. And you know what I'm saying? All this stuff, it's so much stuff that our kids are out here doing that we don't know, you know, at a young age. I seen two little boys, they must have been about 7, 9 years old. They passing a cigarette back and forth. I'm just like, come on now. Mm-hmm. You know, so like I say, I'm over here, in here and out within my own community doing the work, because even though I don't have it's like I can talk to the children, I can talk to people. It's like I just did a Black History Festival a couple of weekends ago, and it was like I got my table out there, and the first thing the people that are of the Constantinian Christian persuasion or belief, they see spiritual, like, well, what denomination or what? You know, and I find myself like, dang, you know, I need an army. I need people that's got my back out here, you know what I'm saying, because it's an army of people asking questions, and they want to know, and, you know,
well,
they want to
speaking of people asking questions, we do have a caller with their hand raised on the queue. So caller from the 347 area code, you are on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any questions or comments, and where are you calling from?
How you doing? I'm calling from New York.
Yes, peace. What is your name?
Stephen.
Okay.
This is my nephew. What's up, Stephen?
Hey, how you doing? I saw that you're gonna have the the talk about the homeschooling. So I find it fitting that, you know, it's done in February on Black History Month, because, you know, like I was hearing what you were talking about, Tay, as far as, like, I guess you could say we kind of brainwashed in school, so, you know, and of course, you know, they say knowledge is power, so I guess in certain ways they don't want us to know, you know, about a lot of things in school, so, you know, we have to, you know, find other resources to, you know, to get the, you know, to gain that knowledge, so.
That's right.
So, you know, the homeschooling is, you know, pretty much essential. Now, I know before, you know, a lot of people didn't believe in it for whatever reason, but, you know, I think more and more it's becoming, you know, like I said, essential for it. Like small things like Christopher Columbus, you know, we brainwashed about that, and, you know, just a lot of other things. So.
That's real, nephew. I'm so glad that you called in, because that means that out of all my nephews.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm fair.
I do believe that we've dropped the call with Sister Nova. And so what I'm going to do is peace, Stephanie, you know, we cool and everything, too. So this is a cool brother definitely on the line talking and sharing his piece about how he feels about homeschooling in the black community. And if you have any other further questions or comments that I can answer, because your aunt's no longer on the line with us. Well, she's back on the line, so let me get her in here.
Yeah, the call dropped, but I was just saying, you know, my nephew who just called, Stephen, he has a boy and girl. They're my grandniece and nephew, and, you know, I want them, you know, even though they way over there on the East Coast, it's like my desire for them is to come up, you know, in the knowledge of Dr. Ben, Joe Cannon, and Asha Kwesi, and Alpha Hilliard, and John Henry Clark, and Jewel Pookrum. And that is the learning that our children should be exposed to, you know, not their stuff, because their stuff is preparing our children for their agenda, and they're not going to have mine. They're not going to have mine. So all I could say is I know time is of the essence. And what I can leave with the listeners and for people that's not listening to the show, as I spiral my energy forward, outward, into the ethers, is that, you know, whether you feel the need to come aboard or to give some of your time, an hour a month, to New Kemet to help build in whatever shape, form, or fashion, to know that one of the learning centers is on the way, and open, available to your children. And come on, you are welcome. I love you. Come on, embrace it. Embrace me as I embrace you. And if you are for the people that want to change their present circumstance to bring, come home and bring their children home, which I want you to do, I need for you to do, then, you know, let it be so, Ashe. Everything that you need is there. Everything that is needed to make that happen is already yours, is already there. It's divine, Ashe.
Well, peace to everybody who's on the line and anybody who just recently come into the chat on the live stream. We only have 8 minutes left on the live stream. So if you are on the listening into the live stream and you would like to continue listening because we might run a little bit over, do call in at 917-932-8881. Also, if you have any questions or comments that we can answer in that short period of time, definitely do come over and let your voice be heard. Well, thank you, Steph, for coming on and sharing your input. And, you know, your input's always welcome. And we are here every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can definitely always come back. So you're always welcome, brother.
Definitely.
Peace. And so as you were talking about, one of the things that stuck out to me, you was talking about Sister Jewel Pookrum, and I had briefly mentioned before you came on about Sister Jewel Pookrum's lecture that she did, I believe, in the UK about black parenting and educating the black parent. And I was watching that lecture actually a couple of days ago. And it's definitely one you need to check out. Every black parent needs to check that out because she hit some major points. And one of the things that she said that stuck out to me, and I quote, is when you recognize that you are sitting here with almost 500,000 years of information in your DNA because you didn't know yourself, then whose fault is it? You came already with an awesome library that you should have accessed before you got busy out here in this world interacting. And that is what the parent is supposed to do. So that's the parent's mm-hmm. job. It's the parent's responsibility, like I was saying, to help the child to reach the full potentiality that they come to the planet already vibrating within. And so, and she went in on that lecture and further touched on how the children come in already with their gifts in their DNA. And all our job is to nurture that and coach that for them. And she also touched on another profound point, that we shouldn't push our children in any one direction because we feel that that's what's best for them. We should always push them towards excellence within the things that they already show interest within. So if they want to be a dancer, like she said, if they want to be a poet, if they want to be a singer, we shouldn't discourage them from these things because we feel there's no money in them. We should just push them towards the envelope of excellence and making them hold themselves to that standard of excellence so that they can become the best that they need to be at those types of things. So
that's right, because they show you who you are. They show you who they are. From point zero, they show you who they are. Like I knew my 5-year-old is destined to dance in very artistic. So what did I do? I found the best dance company that I could, and I enrolled her in it. I didn't even have the money to enroll her, but luckily I have a supportive family that said, well, here, you know, I know you doing this over here. Let me get her, you know. So it's a family. It's also the importance of, you know, family unity as well to help each other through. I ain't saying, you know, call your brother to pay your rent. I'm talking about the little things that you know that, okay, well, if this is a $170 class to get her in, it's $60 a month, that's what my brother did. He broke her off. And on the check it says, Foster Rima's Dancing Journey. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, my son, he's a drummer, you know, and he's also a protector. Okay, you're going to paint that as soon as I finish, okay? So that's the reason I got him with Brother Amos is my eye in the classical martial arts form in defense, because I know he's, you could just look at this boy and he's going to be like 6'3", 6'5", because he's already like, you know, I'm 5'8", he must be about 5'5", and he's 9 already. So anytime I put him on in basketball or football, they're like, oh, yeah, because we want him. Oh, yeah. No, y'all, this is just for sport. He ain't playing y'all NBA. He ain't entertaining y'all. You know, I'm not looking for him to get a scholarship to go or to get a – no. He's having fun with this because I know who he is. So and then at the same – and the same they just keep – once you keep, you know, supporting that, then – it's so much else that's going to blossom from them as well. So, I mean,
we do only have 1 minute left in the live stream. So if you do want to call in very quickly, the number is 917-932-8881. And we're going to wrap it up here with Sister Nova. And if you're not going to, thank you for listening in to Conversations with the Queen.
Thank you.
Brought to you by Poetic Energy Network Station. You can come back and listen next week at Monday 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Central Time. We will be having Brother Derek coming on and speaking on some things that are going to be definitely powerful and influential as far as business concerns in the black community. So definitely come back next week if you can. All right.
All right. And I give thanks to you, Tay. Yes.
On the live feed, but we're going to let this finish up. One last thing that I would like to, two last things I want you to expound upon before we wrap this show up is, why should a parent choose New Kemet over other homeschooling programs? And do you have any tips for parents who want to homeschool but don't have the means as of right now?
Well, to answer your first question is, why should they choose New Kemet? Because we already have some of the most dedicated individuals that are willing to conduct this online experience. in, you know, in the high sciences, and that's what our children need. Our children need to know themselves, know thyself. And so that's the reason, that is how New Kemet is structured. And it, like I said, it could also serve as a supplemental if you're already homeschooling your child and you just want to, you know, pay the $12 for the hour with the wisdom giver in a particular area. Maybe it's something else that you want to add to the interaction aspect of learning, then that would be ideal for, you know, if the parent chooses to do that. But that's what makes us unique because, like I said, we deal with formulas, numbers, high sciences from a perspective that helps heal trauma, correct behavioral issues in children. And it's like I say, we're limitless. I don't feel that there is nothing that we can't do. We cater to your children, period.
Exactly. So that's great. And then the other part of my question was, do you have any tips for parents who do want to homeschool but don't have the means of right now, as of right now?
That don't have the means, well, I got a few dollars. They could call me, and if they need a book or something like that, I'll buy it for them and I'll send it to them. I mean, all they got to do is just email me, novavirch@gmail.com, or catch me on the website, newkemetlearning.spruzz.com, and I'll help you get it together. I'll help you start, or we can talk personally. I'll even throw my number out there. It's 562-786-9898, and we can have a discussion. And, you know, the more that I know about, you know, your child and the characteristics that you share with me and your child, then that could give me more information as to which direction, you know, to put you in. But for right now, if you don't need my help in that direction, just go to your local bookstore, and I would say start with, like I said, the Nile Valley Contributions to Civilization by Anthony T. Browder. And Renoko Rashidi, he's also one of our story wisdom givers. He has, like, beautiful videos on YouTube. So YouTube is just, you know, a remarkable resource as well. And where he's done, like, slideshows, and he has books, Renoko Rashidi as well. He's tough. So, and I mean, it's just give respect, ashe, and love to all of our scholars, past and present.
Exactly. So, is there any last wrapping up comments or remarks you'd like to give? Any important topics that you didn't get to touch on or points that you wanted to make?
Other than the fact that I know, like, a lot of times people will say on shows, like, oh, well, we got to do this and we got to do that, but they don't give you the how to. How I was able to, because, like, a lot of people, like, well, look, I got to work. I don't have time to stay home with my child because it's just me. Or, you know, it might be a brother that's raising his kids. It might be a sister raising her kids alone, or both parents in the house is both working, or whatever your circumstances is. But what I do know is this. Since we are melanated beings, we have what we call the pineal gland. We have melanin. Therefore, we have the power to vibrate and attract whatever it is that we want in our lives, if we really want them.
Yeah.
And when we do that, and that's what I did for my situation, because I was in a very shitty situation where I had to drive 75 miles and leave my babies here sometimes, because my eldest daughter was not living with me at the time, and go in service and take care of other people's children. And I dealt with people that had a mild mental retardation and different diagnoses and schizophrenia and all of this, and helping them parent their children while my children was at home. So I was just like, you know what, spirit, I'm going to have to change. And that's something I got real specific about. I said, I need the so-called energy unit to come into my hands so that I'm able to do this. And then once I got the opportunity, I went step by step by step. And I said, okay, this system about to get played all the way around. they ain't fixing to play me no more. I'm not fixing to go out here and clock in and do for them. It's time to build our nation or whatever it is you want to call it. I say our world, okay? I want to be secure. I want you to be secure. I want your children that come here, Tay-Tay, to be secure in the fact that we got them. We got you, you know? That's how I feel with you. I can call you anytime and I can talk to you. That's how I feel with Mutwise. That's how I feel with Noko Rashidi. I could jump on, you know, just to know, like, he's like, whatever it is that you need, Queen, I'm there. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we got to be. Even if I'm not in Michigan, or if I'm not over there in St. Louis, or if I'm not in New York with you, or whoever, we got each other. Or somebody, one of my sisters is making these beautiful, like, I can't even, 5 feet, like a 5 foot unk out of copper, okay? And she's selling them. Look at Dr. Neb Heru and his pyramids with the copper wire and the gold flakes and all of the different things in there to help heal and help clean out your space and help vibrate your energy. I mean, get creative, work this system to your advantage, whatever game you got, work it so that money could come in there so you can be at home with your children.
Exactly.
And you can also holler at your girl about that too.
Definitely. So just give out your information that everybody can reach you one more time for everybody who's out there still listening.
Okay. My name is Nova Birch, novabirch@gmail.com. And then the New Kemet website address is nukmtlearning.spruz. That's spruz.com.
Well, it was a pleasure having you on. You know, the door is always open. You are always welcome to come back on here anytime you need to, anytime you have an announcement, anytime you need to put something on blast. And the earlier you let me know, the more I can promote and let everybody know that it's something that they need to get on. So you are always welcome on Conversations with the Queen, sister. All right.
For having me, and this is doing a world of good for the needed promotion that New Kemet needs and is well deserving of. So I look to hear from someone soon.
Well, somebody said they already signed up for the spruz.com, so there's already going to be a response coming in, and as people come to the archives and listen in, you're going to get more, sister. We put that up.
All right. Give thanks. As I said, bows and respect to you always. Much love.
Much love. Peace.
Peace now.
And you have been listening into Conversations with the Queen, brought to you by Poetic Energy Network Station. You can always catch a plethora of beautifully informative shows throughout the week. Please come back to tomorrow's show at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard for Here's to Your Health with Dr. D. Morton and Sproul, and you can always, always catch us here at every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Conversations with the Queen. Like I said, next week we'll be having Brother Derek on. He will come in and break some things down financially for us, and, you know, so we're going to claim that prosperity. And definitely, definitely come back and just join us whenever. All right, we're going to take it out with one of my favorite songs, The Knowing, from The Weeknd.